it's time for our weekly review of state news, the Wisconsin News Roundup.
State government dominated the headlines this week as both the Senate and Assembly passed the biennial state budget. We'll get the latest on what is included and what happens next.
And we'll preview Governor Walker's announcement this coming Monday, where he's expected to declare his candidacy for the 2016 presidential race.
Right now, Mary Spacuzza joins us to talk about these and other stories from around the state this week. Mary, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
So after months of deliberations, both chambers of the legislature finally passed the state budget this week. How did it finally happen?
Well, the Senate ended up taking the budget first. We had been told that the Assembly was going to, but the Senate came in on Tuesday and had quite a marathon-length session. Then it headed quickly to the Assembly, who passed it on Wednesday, and then we were here yesterday talking about the 20-week abortion ban. So it's been a busy week at the Capitol.
So were there any changes to the budget from what passed through the Joint Finance Committee?
Yes. So there was quite a backlash to the open records provisions that were inserted at the very end of the Joint Finance Committee's process. Those were all stripped out. Announced it last weekend that they were coming out, and that's continued to be in the news through this week with different leaders in both houses and the governor's office all acknowledging that they had been involved in that process. That came out. We also saw the addition of prevailing wage and essentially overhauling the state's prevailing wage law. That was added by the Senate, and then those same provisions were passed by the Assembly. So, yes, we did see some changes.
And so looking at that prevailing wage rollback, how was that inserted back into the budget?
So it was actually the effort was led by Senator Frank Lissay. They called it the Lissay Plan, and it's not a full repeal, but it does dramatically roll back Wisconsin's law.
So it seems like a long time ago that Governor Walker first proposed his version of the budget. It was back in February. How does this current budget differ from the one that he proposed?
There are certainly some changes. They had cut back slightly on the cuts to higher education and the UW system. I think it's $50 million less than he had originally proposed. They added some money back to public schools. They changed his plan for long-term care, family care, and IRIS. There were some changes to his stewardship proposal in terms of public lands and the State Department of Natural Resources buying land. But I think it also, you know, there were a lot of things that it kept too. His voucher expansion is still in there. There are no property tax increases. He was very firm about not wanting to see vehicle fee increase or anything that would be considered a tax increase. And so those basic principles still remain in his budget.
So the next stop for that budget is Governor Walker's desk for signature. The Wisconsin governor has a lot of editing and veto power that many other governors don't have. Are there ideas of how he may use that veto pen?
Yeah, there are. And he obviously doesn't have a ton of time because he said that he wants to sign the budget before he announces his plans for 2016, which will be in just a few days. But likely, we all expect he's going to sign it this weekend. Presumably, he has, you know, over the last month, he and his staffers have been preparing their vetoes and deciding what they're going to veto. I think a lot of people are thinking he might veto out the payday lender provisions that were added into the budget, and those would expand the just kind of the payday lending industry here in Wisconsin. There was also something added, a provision that would essentially help the Enbridge energy pipeline go through the state. It's been stalled with Dane County and some issues about insurance. There's some speculation that could be vetoed too.
As you just mentioned, Mary, the state assembly also passed a ban on abortions after 20 weeks yesterday. What are the specifics of that law?
That one was previously passed by the Senate, so that also heads to the governor's desk. That has no exemptions for rape or incest or the health of the mother. The only exemption in that one is if the mother's life is at immediate risk.
And in a preview of the big story next week, Governor Walker is expected to announce his campaign for the presidency on Monday. What do we know or what don't we know about his announcement so far?
We know it's planned for Waukesha on Monday evening. I think that this has been long speculated that he would be getting in the 2016 race, so I don't know that anybody is too shocked by it, but he does seem to be going to the same place where he had his recall party when he won in 2012, and I think a lot of us are expecting to hear a message that he's not just a Republican who can fight, but he is a Republican who can fight and win, and will likely point to his attempted recall and his success in that election, and that being, you know, he's been elected three times in recent years.
And I believe there was a video released within the last week or so that is titled Recall the Recall, really playing on that theme.
Yes, it had. It showed footage of the protests, the Capitol Rotunda being packed, the protest signs targeting him, some pretty dramatic music, and it certainly seemed to highlight that fight that he had weathered a few years ago.
And how much of a campaign team has he already assembled?
A really pretty vast one, considering that he's not and has not been an official candidate, but he really has quite a political team assembled, and a lot of campaign veterans, Rick Wiley, others. He's really been staffing up, I would say, since January.
And do we know what his plans are for first campaign stops? They're often pretty symbolic.
Yes, he is. He's really hitting the road pretty promptly after Waukesha. He is planning a tour in those, you know, just Tuesday, I think, alone. He'll be launching a tour that morning and is planning on early primary states, kind of Super Tuesday states. I think he is showing how important Iowa is to him.
Mary Spacuzza, thanks so much for taking time to talk with us today.
Sure, thank you.
That was Mary Spacuzza, reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, helping us review the biggest stories from around the state this week for our Wisconsin News Roundup.